Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I always say to you, and I know I do it time and again, but please, may it be good food for you. The opening prayer, actually, for today's Mass, it's the feast of St. Wenceslaus. He was born about the year 907 near Prague, and he was still a teenager when he wrested the throne from his mother, who was suppressing the church. Wenceslaus invited Latin clergy into the country and promoted education in his realm. His policies drew the anger of his brother, who was complicit in Wenceslaus' murder in 929. The eternal prince of the Czech people, Wenceslaus, had the courage to prefer the kingdom of heaven to the enticement of worldly power. That comes from Pope Benedict XVI. And in the year 2000, the Czech Republic declared September 28th Czech Statehood Day, honoring Wenceslaus, the country's patron. Perhaps a saint that you don't really know. Brothers and sisters, let's see. We take a look now at the first reading from Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 20 to 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, there shall yet come peoples, the inhabitants of many cities, and the of another, and say, come, let us go to implore the favor of the Lord, and I too will go to seek the Lord. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to implore the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men of every nationality, seeking different tongues, shall take hold, yes, take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. The word of the Lord. We had to overcome so many barriers, didn't we? To become Catholics. But then group after group joined us. The responsorial psalm says God is with us. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those that know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her. And he who has established her is the Most High Lord. They note, when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. God is with us. Take that in. Right now, as I sit recording in a studio these programs, God is right with us. God is in every home of everyone who's listening to this program. Or whenever you listen to it today, he's right here. Brothers and sisters, become aware of that. Please, open your eyes that your Master, your Lord, comes into the world and becomes like us to draw us to himself. And then sends his Holy Spirit as he ascends into heaven to reach us and to touch us and to call us into deeper and deeper relationship with him. Are you allowing that? Are you open to that? Are you praying for that? God will do it in his own way. I cannot tell you how, but he will do it. For the Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He died for you. You're very important. Whether you think you're in the lowest group in society, or wherever you are, God knows you. He looks to the heart. Is your heart drawn to Him? Do you pray, even in your poverty, even in your shortness of money, even in the concerns that bother you at work? Are you listening? He is there. He is there. Rest in Him first, and He'll give you wisdom for what you need to do. And then we take a look at the gospel according to Luke. But first, let me say this, the Alleluia verse. The Son of Man came to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. I repeat this because I want you to hear this. He doesn't take in groups. He knows every single individual. He knows who we are. He knows what we are. And He came to us to serve and give His life that our lives may be saved. Please draw near to your Savior. Please. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 56. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, He resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And He sent messengers ahead of Him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for His reception there. But they would not welcome Him because the destination of His journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they returned to another village. Think of that. They weren't welcome. What would you do? Get angry? Kick back? What did He do? He just gathered some of them around them, and He journeyed to another village. I'm not going to take up a fight here. This is not the time for a fight here. When He wasn't received, the King of the whole world, the King of the universe, the King forever. What if He came to our town? Would we welcome Him? Would He have to turn and walk away? Think about it, brothers and sisters. Think about it, because God so loves us. He so loves us. You know, the communion antiphon for today tells us, "Whoever wishes to come after Me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me." You might be looking at a magazine you want to pick up in the store, and you see somebody else, and you say, "This looks like a good magazine." That person picks it up and says, "Oh, good, yes, thank you very much," and off he goes. What do you do when something like that happens? You were just pointing it out, and they took it. It's a little thing. But what would you do? I remember that when that actually happened to me, and I remember I just stopped for a moment, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I thought, no, may He learn from what He reads. I'll get another one. I'll find one somewhere else. I really did that, and I was only a teenager when I did that. Brothers and sisters, let us open our hearts to what God wants. I don't want to fight over a magazine for 25 cents or a dollar. Believe me. Venerable Madeleine de Prel, she was a French woman who died in 1964. She really was a writer and a mystic devoted to caring for the poor and to evangelizing our culture. Can we make our culture better? Yes, we can. We can't go out and preach. Nobody will stop and listen. But it's your life in the beginning. Someday you'll preach. But right now it's your life. Your life is a message to other people. Your kindness is a message to other people. Your generosity is a message. Even your fear, shared with another, can bring hope and peace. Please, brothers and sisters, reach out to those around you. See what they need and give them help as much as you can. Even if it's not much, just give him whatever it is you can. Because the heart with a cross planted in it has taught us that total love is possible only if we are willing to pay. The heart with a cross planted in it has taught us that total love is possible only if we are willing to pay the price. And what is that price? Poverty, obedience, purity, humility. That all costs us a great deal more than we are prepared to pay. Brothers and sisters, Venerable Dabiel, who wrote that little piece there, was a French laywoman writer and a mystic devoted to caring for the poor and to evangelizing culture. Look her up. Take some time to read about her. Read it slowly and see what you can do for the poor around you. You'll be surprised. It'll start out very small. Sometimes people will say no to you and turn away. But, oh, brothers and sisters, if you really look at the poor, you'll find those who are genuinely poor, genuinely in need. And you give them, you can't give them everything, but you can give them something. Please, brothers and sisters, don't worry if there are any imposters in the crowd who are just acting like they're poor and you think, oh my gosh, I made a real mistake there. And so you stop doing it. No, don't worry about the imposters. Cardinal Robert Sarris said this, I would rather be robbed than lack charity. Think about that. I would be rather robbed than lack charity. Put charity above everything. I don't want to get mixed up in that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to meet that person or that person. What I urge you to do is begin to step into the footsteps of Jesus and let him lead you. Reach out to the poor and the needy. He loves you. You know, brothers and sisters, I think of so many people when I was very young that I'd always run back to the house and say to my dad, who, as I've told you many times, ran a gas station, and he didn't make that much money. But I'd run back to him because he had a little store in his gas station, and he would give me something that I could take to the poor person. Even then, I knew what to do, and so will you. Reach for the poor. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.